XT all-wheel drive, zero down and $269 a month. Or how about a 2017 Chevrolet Colorado Crew Cab 4x4? Zero down and $299 a month. Offers based on 39-month lease, first payment, tax, title, license, and fees due at signing. More than 65 brand new Chevrolet trucks and SUVs to choose from, along with a great selection of late model Chevrolet and other pre-owned used trucks and vans. Call 989-883-2100. 989-883-2100. That's 989-883-2100. Or visit www.moreshoreline.com. Head for More Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25 and Sebring. Get your new Chevrolet and find new roads.
The Yodley Bearcats lead at the half, 32-23, as we saw back-to-back threes from each team to finish out the final 10 seconds of the first half. For the Decorville Eagles, they're led by Lucas Schmidt, who has 8 points, including two threes and two free throws. And for the Yodley Bearcats, they're led with Anthony Sweeney with 8 points off of three field goals and two free throws. A total of a whole myriad of seven players for the Ubley Bearcats. Actually, I take that back. 8 players have scored for the Ubley Bearcats, and just 5 for the Decorville Eagles. We'll have the whole wrap-up of the first half right after this on WLAWSports.com.
If you think now that you're using your propane and you're not happy with your propane provider, you're stuck with the same company till spring, think again. Kohler Propane can switch out your tank this winter with very little interruption to your heating service. Maybe now's the time to step up to the local company and support our thumb area businesses. If you want great pricing and impeccable service, make the switch to Kohler Propane, serving the entire thumb area with offices in Bad Axe, Memphis, and Brown City. Call 1-888-950-7975. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
If you are considering new or additional grain storage facilities this year, contact DS Services of Cass City right away and take advantage of pre-season savings by ordering now. DS Services is your primary source for farm or commercial grain bins, dryers, and material handling equipment. Whether you need a minor repair or site design on a whole new grain storage and handling facility, call DS Services. Their 22 product lines include Stormore grain bins, Honeyville grain handling equipment, and MC and Nico grain dryers. They provide expert site design and millwright services, and they maintain a huge inventory of replacement parts. Need a lift? DS Services has certified crane operators and 3 truck and all-terrain cranes, ranging from 40 to 55 ton capacity with up to 185 feet of reach. They're suitable for maneuvering any job site. DS Services Crane Rental is the perfect choice for your truss job or any other lifting need. Visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318.
WLAW Sports at the half found the Ubley Bearcats leading 15-9 after the first 8 minutes, and they outscored Decorville 17-14 in the second quarter to lead by 9 points, 32-23 after 16 minutes of play. The Ubley Bearcats are led by Anthony Sweeney with 8 points, David Messing close behind at 7, Jacob Uhl with 5, then Jonathan Randall, Cade Walsh each with 3, and then Matt Majek, Aaron Klama, and Ryan Sweeney each have 2. Ubley went 5-for-7 from the free throw line for 71%, had 4 turnovers in that first half, 2 in each quarter, and they ended up with a total of 19 rebounds, 17 defensive boards, 2 rebounds, offensive rebounds, and Decorville at 18, just 1 behind, 9-9 defensive and offensive rebounds. Decorville is led by Lucas Schmidt with 8, Brandon Patello has 5, Austin Fritsch and Wyatt Janowak each with 4, and Austin Spatzel with 2. They went 8-for-10 from the free throw line for 80% with 4 turnovers. John Mooney shooting.
As far as the Ubley Bearcats, they are shooting like they practice here.
Well, I hope so.
12-for-29 for 41%. And they've been pretty consistent about that. Actually, they bumped it up in the second quarter. In the first quarter, 6-for-17, 35%. 6-for-12, 50% in the second quarter.
Not bad.
And they're getting good shots and a lot of them, too. So that's they're in good shape right now. For the Deckerville Eagles, they came out and they wanted to try the three-point shot for most of the half, and it has hurt them. They are 6 for 29, 20%. Inside the arc, they are 3 for 17, which doesn't really bode all that well either. That's 17%. 2 for 12 outside the arc, 25%, while the Bearcats kept it pretty even. 9 for 22 inside, that's 40, and 3 for 7 outside the arc, 42%.
So both teams getting 29 shots off in that first half. Upley making 12 of them, Deckerville making 6. Yet it's just a 9-point ball game, 32-23, as we are ready to start this second half, as Upley will inbound from midcourt.
Right now, Austin Spatzel is the only Eagle that's in foul trouble with 3. Everything is negligible for both teams.
And Austin Spatzel is actually back out there to start this second half. Anthony Sweeney inbounds to Jonathan Brandle. Now right to left across your radio in the home white uniforms. Inside the lane to number 14, Matt Majek, and he puts it in off the glass for 2 points. Out to 11-point lead for the Bearcats. Over to the left wing to Bowerman. Now to Patel, back to Bowerman. Skip pass in the right corner to Spatzel. Nothing there. And gives it right back to Kenton Bowerman. Into the corner to Spatzel again against Klama. Obviously still in that 2-3 zone. Spatzel tries to feed it into Janowak and is stolen away by Anthony Sweeney. Brings the ball up the court slowly. Leading by 11. 34-23. 7:15 left in the third quarter. Matt Majek from the right elbow pulls up. Jump shot. This one's good.
So that's to my liking. Yeah.
Four straight points for him in the start of this quarter. It's now a 13-point lead. 36-23.
Good ball control by the Eagles.
Patel at the right elbow, or right wing, excuse me, pulls up for 3. No good. Rebound Anthony Sweeney. And we're headed the other way. Ryan Sweeney, right wing. Back up to Majek. Majek into the corner. To Anthony Sweeney. Back to Brandle, right wing. Back down to Sweeney, and is stolen away. And here comes Deckerville. Patello down to Bowerman, inside to Janowak, and he gets it stripped away.
Two good plays, one by Bowerman, another one by Sweeney. Same idea.
Majek, same spot, right elbow goes up, he hits it, and Wyatt Janowak in retaliation absolutely cleared him out. And count the basket, fouls against Janowak, and 1 coming up for Majek.
Is this Groundhog's Day or something? Or
it
what?
Feels that
the
way.
Same play three times in a row.
This is the third personal against Wyatt Janowak. First for Deckerville in the second half. Free throw is good, and the old-fashioned three-point play for Matt Majek is good. He has 7 points in the third for 9 on the night. 39-23, a 16-point lead. Down the baseline goes Bowerman. Goes up, and he is fouled. He'll go to the line for 2 shots with 6:06 left in the third.
Correction, that was Austin Fritsch, who threw his body. I mean, it was a sacrifice-to-body kind of play.
Oh, yes, it was, Fritsch. My apologies. Second foul goes against Aaron Klama. First free throw is good. He now has 5. All coming off of free throws for Austin Fritsch. 5 for 5 from the free throw line. Sure enough, misses that one. Rebound Klama. Going the other way. 39-24. Majek's shot from the short corner is no good. Rebound brought in by Janowak. Here come the Eagles trying to chip away from a 15-point deficit. Patello, right elbow, jump stops inside, and he goes up, and he is fouled.
This is going on Sweeney. Anthony Sweeney.
Yes, indeed.
Anthony knew it, too.
You know, his second personal, second team foul. Brandon Patello at the free throw line.
I could have swore he was thinking I didn't mean it.
Misses the first. That's his first attempt from the charity stripe tonight. Second free throw falls. It's now 39-25.
The Bearcats are bringing the ball up under control.
Ryan Sweeney at the free throw line pulls up for the jump shot. This one's good. Obviously starting to fire at all cylinders. That's 4 points for Ryan Sweeney. 5.5 to play in the third.